Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Meth and marijuana are not the only drugs parents worry about. The problems caused by prescription combinations called drug cocktails have finally broken into the national news. The front page of the New York Times recently described Stephen, age 15, who takes antidepressants Zoloft and Desirel, plus anticonvulsant Lamictal to moderate his moods, plus the stimulant Focalin XR to improve concentration. His brother Jacob, age 14, takes Focalin XR for concentration, plus the anticonvulsant Depakote to moderate his moods, plus the antipsychotic Risperdal to reduce anger, plus Ketoprez to induce sleep. Over the last 3 years, each boy has been prescribed 28 different psychiatric drugs and has seen 11 psychiatrists. Gone are the days when a visit to a psychiatrist meant lying on a couch to recite your troubles. Treatment today means taking prescription drugs, lots of them. Last year, 1.5 million children and teenagers were given at least 2 psychiatric drugs in combination, and 500,000 were given at least 3. The Food and Drug Administration requires manufacturers to prove the safety of each drug, but hardly any studies have examined the safety or effectiveness of drugs used in combination. The American Journal of Psychiatry found only 6 trials of 2 drug combinations, 4 of which failed to show any benefit, and a 5th showed bad side effects. Scientific studies of combinations of 3 or more drugs are non-existent. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Parents, it's up to you to be cautious about prescription drugs. You are the ones with the responsibility for the well-being of your children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Other goodies. Beth asked me to announce this again, but on Monday the 17th, which is just a couple of weeks away, really, we're going to have a meeting at the Montauk County Fairgrounds. G.B. Oliver is going to be here. Ray Cuneal is going to speak. And we need to get some sort of an idea of how many attendance we're going to have, because a cattleman will be serving the steak and they don't know how many steers to butcher. So anyway, you need to give Beth a call so we can get an idea of what we're doing here. Going to be a freedom sort of program. G.B. Oliver is an excellent speaker and, I might say, entertainer. You're going to enjoy it. Ray Cuneal will be there talking about the National Animal Identification System. And as I said, the County Cattlemen's Association is going to be serving the meal on Monday evening. That's at the Montauk County Fairgrounds at California, Missouri. And we need kind of a head count. So give Beth a call here at the office. Our number is 573-893-8255. And I might mention also that Beth won't be in until noon today. So give her a call this afternoon and say, hey, you betcha, we're on our way. Now, let's go to our guest for the day. Back in November, on the 15th of November, we had Patrick Wood on the air with us. He is the editor. He's also an investment advisor, but he's the editor of the August Review. And we were just getting wound up, and the hour ended. And I said, Pat, we've got to come back and finish our conversation. We set up the date today. I talked to Pat a little while ago. He said, well, where were we when we closed the show? I said, I have no idea. I don't even know what I did this morning yet. So anyway, we have with us Patrick Wood of the August Review. Pat, it's always a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good morning, Jerry. I'm really glad to be here, and I'd love some of that Missouri beef out here. Send some my way.
No, I'd rather you come to our meeting. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it.
Okay. Anyway, you had a lot of fun back here, it was November the 17th. Now, you were at Yakima, Washington, right?
That's correct.
But you were attending one of these meetings. It was March for America. They held them in Atlanta, Chicago, Clearwater, Houston, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, New York, and Sacramento. Now, you didn't make all those meetings.
No, I wasn't like Santa Claus in a sleigh, making it all at the same time. But the Yakima meeting in Washington was probably the smallest town of all those various cities. But nevertheless, we had a pretty good crowd of people came out, and a lot of people honked their horns as they went by in support, waving in support of the protest. Essentially, the protest was to raise awareness for the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is more or less tied these days to the formation of the North American Union, which merges intends to merge Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. into a regional super bloc. And we had a couple of speeches afterwards to the people in one of the local Eagles Hall, and it was the first of its kind, as far as I know, Derry. I don't think anybody else has had such a thing, and this was organized across 9 cities. They're encouraged enough to be planning something else for early next year, I believe, and it's going to be interesting to see if this catches fire.
Okay, you were actually the speaker there at the Eagles Hall, right?
That's correct.
Now, did a lot of folks come into the speaking engagement? Because you mentioned it was kind of a nasty day weather-wise.
It was terrible. More people came to the speech than came to the street.
Right.
It was kind of cold, not quite sleet, but it was a cold day, and it was raining pretty hard, and I don't think most of the people came really prepared for that. But people came from all over the region, though. There were some from Walla Walla, some from Seattle, some from, of course, from Spokane area, and it was just kind of a well-rounded group for the area. This can't be, this can't be compared to the protests in South America, where, if the dictator sneezes, 500,000 people hit the streets. It wasn't quite like that, but we're hoping that American people are going to, culturally speaking, are going to wake up and, start to make a larger squawk about what's, how our country's being sold out.
I wrote some articles back in 1982 and 83, and it's kind of funny because Paragon Foundation started a monthly newsletter similar to our Chronicle, and they asked me to submit an article each month, and I said, okay, well, you write regularly. It gets to be a little bit of a task to come up with something. And I thought, those old articles I wrote back in 1982 for the Missouri Rural Electric Cooperative newspaper, I'll see what they said. Interestingly enough, I'd say at least half of those articles that I wrote, I can just go through and change a few words and a few numbers and use them. And one of them was America's being destroyed by apathy or something to that effect. And this is what you're saying right here. These people in other countries, when they see something they don't like, they turn out in tens of thousands, and America get 35, 40 people.
That's about it. That is a cultural thing to some extent, I'm sure. But what Americans never, they don't probably understand today, and they don't haven't understood for some time, is that there is a group of a relatively small group of elite at the top of our economic and political system that are dead set against selling America into oblivion. And America never knew that such a thing would happen from within. We look for external enemies. We look for terrorists coming at us from out, somewhere else, and we look for China to point missiles at us or whatever. But Americans have never really understood that the greatest threat we face is right from within our own country.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Stand up and be counted.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are visiting today with Patrick Wood. He is the editor of the August Review. I guess you're the founder of that organization, too, are you not, Pat?
That's exactly correct,
right,
Jerry.
So, going into the commercial break, you were talking about the greatest threat. And people, and here again, I think our government does this on purpose. They just keep the typical Americans whumped up all of the time. Hey, in fact, I watched the news over the weekend a little bit, and they're talking about how easy it is to get into the border with a suitcase bomb and all this sort of thing. But, you know, it's from within, as you mentioned, that we would come near failing.
Well, the people at the top of our political and economic system, Derry, they've jumped our borders. I think probably is about the best way to describe them. The politicians have taken oaths to protect the Constitution and protect our country and so on. But the internationalists, the global elite in the commercial sector, the heads of the huge multinational corporations and so on, they have no allegiance to America whatsoever. And they will chase a buck around the world, without regard to the philosophy of the country that they go to, like China, for instance, or some of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula countries. And they'll do their business deals wherever they feel it. You know, they can maximize their profits. And so the treaties that we've had, or the agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA and so on, and the World Trade Organization, these things are not orchestrated by our politicians. They're orchestrated by the corporate mucky mucks that are looking to make a buck at the expense of anybody that might get in their way. It's just And so as a result, America has been planned, or I should say they have planned a future for America that is not at all consistent with what you and I have experienced in the last, 200 years as America. And they're literally trying to sell us down the river. And they've done a pretty darn good job of it. And the latest plan that these people have put forth is to take the United States and expand its borders to include Canada and Mexico, and turn us into something that looks like the European Union, where we'll ultimately have a North American Parliament as well. And our regulations will be normalized. Our common defense will be around the entire continent rather than just our borders. And this basically means the end of the United States as we know it today, Derry. Yet these people are dead serious about doing this.
I just finished an article for this month for the December Chronicle, and it had to do with the ethanol situation. And how President Bush has gone down to Brazil and gotten some sort of an agreement with the Brazilian government. But there again, how the people of Brazil are fighting this thing. Now, whether they're going to be able to do anything, I don't know. But they certainly, they're looking at it just like you and I are. Hey, it's a multinational corporations. They're running the small farmer off the land. And as a result, hey, we're going into poverty while the multinational corporations are getting rich. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. I'm looking at an article that you have prepared. I guess it's more or less like a white paper or something. It's several pages. But, Pat, you talk about the Trilateral Commission usurping our sovereignty. And, it's interesting now that people talk about the Trilateral Commission because for the last 40 years we've been told it didn't exist. There wasn't such a thing. That was just some kind of a hoax that was going around, and there people didn't really believe that there could possibly be an organization like that.
Well, they've actually published a number of papers since 1973, Derry, that have been available to people. If anybody, they were never advertised, but they were available to people who were willing to dig a little bit and send in their $25 or whatever to get a hold of these papers. And they do have physical offices in New York, and they are they are approachable. But their explanation of their existence is that they're just a bunch of concerned citizens and so on that get together to talk about world issues. And if that were the end of it, that would be fine. But it's never been the end of it. They set out from day one to create a new international economic order. That was their own words. And they have persisted over, since 1973, they've persisted in exactly that, of creating a new international economic order. And in 1976, with the election of Jimmy Carter, the Trilateral Commission gained a dominance, a hammerlock, if you will, on the executive branch of our government. And they have been basically in charge of the executive branch ever since. And they've used this, if you will, as a super lobby to place their people, their policies, and their philosophy in place around America and also around the world on America's behalf, to where now we see this new economic, this new international economic order surfacing, for instance, in the regionalization of North America, and everybody's wondering, well, where did this come from? Well, these are the people that brought it to us starting way back then. And it was not a conspiracy in the sense that it was hidden, or that they were, meeting in so secret that nobody, nobody even knew they existed. They were there. They wrote. They're real people, just like you and me. They have egos. They give speeches. We tracked these people, started tracking them in 1977, and have been ever since. But these people are the most pernicious bunch that are intent on recreating the economic order and the political order internationally. They're very heavily pro United Nations. They're very heavily pro regional government right now. They were active at the beginning of the European Union, starting back in the early 70s. They're basically using the same pattern on us right now. And it's not a joke. It's not it's not a secret, Derry. These people are really there, and they really have ill intent for our country.
You mentioned the EEC, the European Union. Now, well, it used to be the EEC. Now it's the EU. But did the trilaterals have something to do with that?
Absolutely. Even going back to the early days, in the early 70s, there were many members of the European contingent of the Trilateral Commission that were involved in the early formation of the EEC and what's now called the EU. And the influence continued even in the year 2002, when the current constitution was written for the EU. It's still in process of being ratified, but when that constitution was written, it was written by a member of one of the original members of the Trilateral Commission from France. And these people have very much continued their influence in the EU even today. And they're also active, by the way, since Asia is also a part of the Trilateral Commission membership. The original membership came from North America, Europe, and Japan, but as Japan has been expanded to Asia, now there's a few members from other countries.
All right, now when we talk about Asia, I've been on a couple of junkets that went to Asia to sell agricultural commodities to the Asians. Taiwan seems to be more in line with what we do, but when you talk about Asian countries, we're talking about communist countries, are we not?
For the most part, especially China, of course, it is absolutely a
communist. Well, in North Korea,
communist dictatorship.
North Korea that's an Asian country, is it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's the elitists, these corporate global elitists have no problem whatsoever dealing with these communist countries or Islamic dictatorships. They have no problem apparently dealing with these people. They haven't actually done it for many decades, but remember that the very first visit to communist China to open up trade under President Nixon was Henry Kissinger. He was the guy that snuck over to China to open relations between the United States and China for the purpose of trade. And Henry Kissinger was one of the original members of the Trilateral Commission that was formed right after that in 1973. So we've seen these people's involvement in opening up China. Again, it's a brutal communist dictatorship. If they could have their way and conquer our country, we would be living under their rules, and we would have to swim upstream like they did at Tiananmen Square and get run over by tanks if they wanted to protest.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What are you giving for Christmas gifts this year? Well, I'm giving my friends a customized pocket knife from 3D Silversmiths, and they'll make a custom gift for you, too. Robert Asher is a professional silversmith, and he's real easy to work with. He produces beautiful, handcrafted pieces. As a matter of fact, I had him make silver, handcrafted belt buckles for my special friends last year, and they were beautiful. Call Robert at 3D Silversmiths to get him working on any kind of customized piece you can imagine. He does belt buckles of all kinds, badges, pocket knives, money clips, and more. But his specialty is Western-style jewelry, like bracelets, earrings, pendants, mini buckles, bolos, pins, tie tacks, you name it, he can produce it. And if you call now, you can get it done before Christmas. Custom designed and hand-engraved. Call 3B Silversmiths, toll-free 1-800-448-8558. That's 1-800-448-8558 or online at 3bsilversmiths.com.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it until somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today. Online at paragonfoundation.org.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's December the 10th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, here are some of the early consignments. Clifford Brown is going to be in with a string of 120 fancy Charolais limousine cross black calves. And these calves have had both rounds of their vaccinations, and they weigh somewhere from 350 to 650 pounds. David Riddle has consigned a 40-head string of black and black baldy calves weighing from 450 up to 600 pounds. The Riddle calves have been weaned, and they've received two rounds of shots. Tim Blanchard is selling a 40-head string of fancy black and black baldy calves weighing in the 550 range. They also have had their rounds of shots. And Donald Derrickey has consigned 25 fancy calves, mostly black and black baldies with a few red white face. They've had a round of shots also. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, December the 10th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, other than that neutering thing, he'd actually prefer a dog's life, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned to visiting with Patrick Wood, who is the editor of the August Review. Pat, you were mentioning going into the commercial break about how under Nixon, Kissinger went to China and made, and I don't know whether they signed anything or not, but it was a big deal that Kissinger went over there. I remember that very well, but I remember back a little further than that when President Eisenhower would not sell wheat to Russia because it was a communist nation.
That's correct. There was obviously a policy shift between between Eisenhower and Nixon.
Realize Eisenhower and Ike and Nixon started out together, did they not?
Well, they did.
Sure, but, they were.
When the Nixon presidency came in, the people that he surrounded himself with were the forerunners, if you will, of the formation of the Trilateral Commission in 1973. It was the David Rockefeller crowd. Henry Kissinger was a protege at that point of David Rockefeller, and these were the people that had the goal of creating a new international economic order. And the first way to do that, in their mind, was to bring China into the trading system, and also to bring Russia into the trading system as well. And my former partner, by the way, that I wrote with back in the 70s, professor from the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, Anthony Sutton, had written more on the transfer of technology from the West to the East, that is, from the Western Bloc countries like the United States to Russia, than any other man alive at the time. They were absolutely spectacular scholarship, and he demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt that these people had been trading with and supporting economically communism around the world. They have absolutely no problem dealing with communist countries because their philosophy is more in line with communism than it is with our what we have in our country as a republic. And we saw that surface with Henry Kissinger's first visit to China. We saw it continue along the way with dealing with Islamic dictatorships and so on from the Middle East. Even today, the greatest place of economic activity, Derry, in the world today is Abu Dhabi and Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. There's a money lust going on over there between the international global corporations and these Islamic dictatorships that are sworn, by the way, to Sharia law. I can't say how brutal it is. The news shows how brutal it is. But they have no problem dealing with these people, making business deals with them and stuff.
Well, listen, Bush wanted to sell some of our ports to those people.
That's exactly right. And he said there's nothing wrong with that. Well, I'm sorry, there is something wrong with that. America should be America, and whatever they want to be over there, they need to stay over there. That we don't need or want them controlling our country. It's absolutely astounding. And you remember that this process has gone on for so long, Derry. You remember back in Carter's administration, Jimmy Carter's administration, when the Panama Canal was put up on the chopping block.
I remember that very well.
It was given away to a communist dictator in Panama, and it was sovereign U.S. property, and they just summarily gave it away over the protests of the people of our country, by the way. It was a huge protest, and they gave it away anyway. Well, this has resulted now in our loss of control over the Panama Canal. It's now owned, lock, stock, and barrel, operated on both ends by a communist Chinese company called Hutchison Whampoa, and it's owned by a man who has direct ties to the military and the government in China. They own the Panama Canal, lock, stock, and barrel, and all of the trade where they trade the boxes around, the trade carries around offshore. They're going to own the Mexican ports that are going to offload cargo destined for the United States. It's going to be traveled up on rail and truck from Mexico into the United States. They own the ports in Canada now, or operating ports in Canada as well. And, these our enemies are buying our country, is my point. They're getting control. They're surrounding us. They're getting control of our economic infrastructure. They're getting control of companies within our country. For instance, the king of Dubai just made an investment and purchased 20% of NASDAQ. That's the stock exchange. They're now they're infiltrating into the, they and recently They just bought a stake in Citicorp or Citigroup to bail that bank out. Some $8 billion was put into Citigroup, and we see them making these huge investments into our companies, you know, that used to be American companies, and you know, we see them taking control of the infrastructure part of our country that we desperately need. If our military were to get wiped out somehow in Iraq today, if somehow our equipment just got destroyed over there, and we you know, basically had very little military capability left, we don't have the ability today, Derry, in our country to rebuild our military. We don't have the manufacturing infrastructure left to do it.
No, I imagine most, you know, if you just buy a truck or a farm tractor, most of the parts come from overseas, so you would think the other equipment that would use in war is probably the same way.
That's exactly right. And so we would be dependent upon our enemies to rebuild our military. Now, how, you know, will that dog hunt? I don't think so.
If we
have to rebuild some airplanes or build more tanks or whatever, and we call China up and say, hey, listen, could you get some of these cannon barrels and stuff shipped over to us? They're going to tell us to take a flying leap. We're in a very precarious situation, and it's these people who have sold us out from the inside. They've transferred our manufacturing base overseas. They've outsourced millions of jobs to overseas countries, to China and to India and so on. And we've lost industry to Mexico and to India and to China. And today we're left basically with a service economy that can produce very little of anything. And here we are.
You know, you mentioned, and I'm trying to think, I just did an article on that, and I can't remember what they call that. They have a name for these funds now. That's coming over from these other countries. Are you familiar?
Investment funds.
What?
Investment funds, you mean?
Something. No, it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, some of these tiny little countries have like $1 billion a week that they have to invest, and it's gotten to be a problem. They don't know what to do with their money.
Exactly.
That some of these countries never had any money before, and what they're doing is they're hiring. And you are you are also considered an investment advisor. Have any of them come to you and said, "Hey, help me invest some of this money"?
Well, it's not quite enough to just say that. Well, Saudi Arabia, whatever, has money to invest. The money that they have is under the control of the international banking community, and we shouldn't forget that. It's not that they can make their own a priori decision of where they want to put their money. The Dubai ports port world deal was a good case in point. The Arab bloc that put up the initial cash for that, they only put up $300 million. The other $1.7 billion came from a loan consortium that was put together by a bank in England. And so, you know, you say, well, how is that deal made possible? It wasn't made possible necessarily by the $300 million, although that was a down payment. The international bankers were the ones that configured the loan package to put the deal together, actually brokered and put the deal together. If they had not had that expertise and had that $1.7 billion, there would never have been a Dubai ports issue ever. They would have just been, you know, investing their money in savings account or treasury bills or whatever. But these people, their money is being enabled by the same international banking community and the same global corporations that are screwing the dickens out of us today.
Right, and they say, oh, you know, interest, I don't even know what prime is now. What is 4.25% or something? Or is it even 4% now?
It's pretty low.
Yeah, it's very low. And they say, yeah, we're not going to buy those treasury bills and get prime interest on them. We'll gamble a little bit. We've got trillions of dollars. Some of those funds are up to trillions of dollars.
Yes, they are. And so they're chasing us now. America's for sale. Because of the precipitous drop in the dollar recently, America is for sale to anybody who wants to come in and buy it. And let me tell you, even though some of the seed money is coming from Dubai and from Abu Dhabi and from Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and so on, the people that are in control of these purchases are the international banks and the investment bankers. They're the ones that are brokering us away like crazy, and by the way, making huge, huge dollar fees.
Yeah, but the sellers are not, they're not forced to sell. The companies are going right along with them. Let's take a break. When we come back, we have several callers that have some pretty good questions. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it, okay? It's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Let's go to the telephones. How about Sue in Texas? Hi, Sue. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for your guest. I'm very curious to know if he thinks there's any connection to the Milton Friedman School of Economics and these neocons coming out of the Chicago school and the way they're implementing some of these tactics to go forward with their plan, because in that book, I don't know if you're familiar with The Shock Doctrine by Naomi Klein, and how by creating disasters, it's a way to come in and implement all this privatization and so on.
This is absolutely correct. There is a link between these two groups. I should say there's an overlap. And the many of the policies that we see today have been worked out in such a fashion by crisis management. In other words, when a crisis hits, they're waiting in the wings to bring in policies that could not have otherwise been been activated or implemented. And they very much used crises over the years. 9/11 was such a crisis where I would not in any way say or believe that they created that crisis on purpose, but you know, stuff does happen in the world. You know, bad things happen, and they know that, and they happen on a frequent and regular basis.
In fact,
it's a matter of time of waiting for them to happen, and then you know they can implement legislation, they can implement policies and stuff that people would never have accepted otherwise.
Seems so coincidental because everything happened after 9/11 and the Patriot Act and so on. And I thought it was interesting to note that Hillary Clinton's brother, I forget his first name, but the last name is Rodham. He's a signatory on that PNAC document.
Yes.
Part of that group.
Yes. It's a very tight, incestuous group, what you find as you look at it. And this elite group, that they're really the movers and shakers, my guess is that it doesn't exceed probably more than 1,000 to 1,500 people globally. But you find their names, they pop up everywhere. They just keep popping up every time you look at something, you know, here they are again. They've showed up again at the party.
You know, it's interestingly enough, but we talked about this 35, 40 years ago. I said, isn't it amazing that these little country towns are all run by the same people all of the time?
Mm-hmm.
The bank board is also on the school board. They also own, there'll be a half a dozen people that run a town. Have you ever noticed that?
Exactly.
So here we've got, you said, 1,000 people running the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
But once people get just a little bit of a toehold, it seems like, hey, they just keep coming. Now, we're going to take a break. This will be the final break of the hour. Jeff, the phones have all lit up, so we'll get as many callers as we possibly can. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I've told you many times on this program, I have carried a pocket knife since I was a little bitty kid, and I don't understand how anybody can get along with that one. So, I've designed a very special pocket knife that I think will make a great gift. You can give it to your friends for Christmas or whatever. But it's a special because it has the Derry Brownfield Show logo on one side, and on the other side, Happy Trails. It's stainless steel. It's a good-looking knife, fully operational with just about a 2-inch blade. It's perfect for all the chores a pocket knife is expected to do. So, it will look pretty on your counter or your display case, or you can carry it in your pocket, but please don't take it on an airplane. Either way, they make great gifts. We'll put them in your mailbox for $40 a piece. Just send $40 check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices fell 1.5% Friday on profit-taking. A firmer dollar and $89 oil. Gold closed in New York down $12.10 to $783.10 an ounce. Silver fell a quarter to $13.98. Gold prices fell 4.5% this last week, but ended the month down just 1%. Gold is giving investors another chance to buy the dip in 2007, said Swiss America CEO Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
We're in the home stretch. Let's take as many callers as we can. Maggie in Texas. Hi, Maggie. You're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. A question for your guest. Can you please explain precisely what you mean when you say that Hutchison Whampoa owns the Panama Canal on both sides. Does that mean that they purchased or long-term leased the land from whatever government we handed it over to?
That's exactly right. They have a long-term lease. They don't own it in principle in the sense that we owned it, but they have long-term leases where they're solidly and just completely in control of the traffic that flows through the Panama Canal. And in addition, they own the transfer stations that are offshore where ships will split their cargo up, you know, to other ships and so on, so they can route them to different parts of the world once they get through the canal. The main point in the canal is, aside from being a strategic asset for trade, is that it is a strategic, it has been traditionally a strategic asset militarily for the United States, because our Navy ships, you know, need to pass through the Panama Canal so that they don't have to go around the Horn of South America. And so we're at a huge disadvantage. Should war ever break out, our military is going to be virtually crippled as far as the Panama Canal is concerned.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, let's go to John in Missouri. Hi, John.
Yes, I want to thank you and Derry and your guests for the information you're getting out. My question is, I've been fighting this New World Order stuff clear back from the Carter days when he gave away the Panama Canal and the organization of the Trilateral Commission. I've got stacks of letters where I've contacted congressmen and senators. What's the next step when your congressmen and senators will not do anything?
What's the next step when they won't do anything?
Yes.
Well, this is the $64 question of the day. You know, what is our recourse? At this point, if we don't get the people of our country, alerted and aware and moved to action for this, there will be no moving them. They will not, our Congress will not move without intense pressure from the public. And we missed that with Carter in giving away the Panama Canal. We missed the action necessary to force our Congress to do the right things. But at this point, the country is still so apathetic. They will not put the correct kind of pressure on these people to force them to comply with the public will. We have to get to that point someday. We have to.
How do I get other people to, I mean, friends? I mean, I've done this for years, but I don't know how you get people off, you know, off the couch.
When you get into somebody's pocketbook, they start paying attention. And that's, more and more people today across America are feeling the pinch of globalization. You know, back in the 70s, we used to hear about these protests and stuff in South America. We called them jokingly banana republics, and we used to joke about it. You know, wow, they're down there. You know, they hate America. But really, what was happening was that these global companies were just pumping these poor countries and just taking advantage of them, and they hated it. Well, this has come home to roost now in our country. And Americans are starting to feel the same heat that these other countries have been feeling for decades. We're like the last group of cherries on the tree, and they're after us. And so people are feeling it in their pocketbook. They're finding out that, you know, the jobs aren't there anymore. And, you can go to work for Walmart as a greeter or something, but you can't find a $25 an hour manufacturing job in America for love nor money, because they moved them all overseas.
You know, you go back to the Panama Canal. I thought back then, and I watched that very, very closely, I was upset about it, that looked like treason to me, and it looked like an impeachable crime that Carter could have lost his job over it.
It was, and it should have been. We should have done that to him back then. It was absolutely a treasonous thing. I want to point out in the minutes that we have left, by the way,
we just have seconds, so very quickly.
Okay. The executive director of the Linowitz Commission back then was a guy by the name of Dr. Robert A. Pastor. And that was they made the policy to give away the Panama Canal. This is the same man that's bringing us the North American Union today.
Yeah, through the Council of Foreign Relations. And we have used up the hour. We're going now to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?
with